Anne Temkin, the Marie-José and Henry Kravis Chief Curator of Painting and Sculpture, discusses The Scream by Edvard Munch on view in the center of this gallery.
Like much of his art, Munch linked this scream to an autobiographical episode, one that he wrote about in the 1890s, and it's reproduced on the plaque underneath the pastel, and I'll read it to you. I was walking along the road with two of my friends. The sun set, the sky became a bloody red, and I felt a touch of melancholy. I stood still, dead tired. Over the blue-black fjord and city hung blood and tongues of fire. My friends walked on, I stayed behind, trembling with fright. I felt the great scream in nature. What's interesting about this text is it points out that the scream isn't coming from the figure, it's coming from nature. And he is experiencing this horrible scream completely taking over the atmosphere. The strokes of pastel that indicate the green of land, it's almost like it's pounding into his left ear, the way that the body with its blue outfit continues almost seamlessly as the curve of that coastline. So the way the figure is encapsulated in nature is absolutely seamless. And in fact, he's responding to a scream rather than emitting a scream. You have a contrast that Munch gives you between the straight solidity of man-made civilization, men in evening dress, nice hard road, built fence, and the unpredictability and the out-of-controlness that the natural world and the internal state of this figure present to themselves and to us. But of course, if the power of this work were merely that it was telling you about a weird evening that Munch had, you know, there would be no way it would have that kind of grip on the collective imagination. And instead, I think what matters is that he somehow transported this very personal experience into an expression of human feeling in a very horrifying way that anybody could relate to.